the question that makes people open up. In the art of human connection, there exists a powerful tool that can transform superficial conversations into meaningful exchanges, the right question. Whether you are leading a team, building relationships, or simply trying to understand someone better, knowing how to ask questions that encourage openness is one of the most valuable skills you can develop. The ability to make people feel comfortable enough to share their thoughts, feelings, and experiences creates the foundation for trust, collaboration, and genuine human connection. The question that makes people truly open up isn't just about the words you choose, it's about the intention behind them, the environment you create, and the vulnerability you are willing to show yourself. When mastered, this skill becomes a cornerstone of effective communication and leadership. The psychology behind openness. Human beings are naturally wired for connection, yet we're also programmed to protect ourselves from potential emotional harm. This creates an inherent tension in our interactions. We want to connect, but we fear judgment, rejection, or misunderstanding. Understanding this psychological dynamic is crucial for anyone looking to encourage genuine openness in others. When people feel psychologically safe, they're more likely to share authentic parts of themselves. This safety comes from sensing that the person asking the question genuinely cares about the answer and won't use their vulnerability against them. Research in social psychology shows that people are more willing to open up when they perceive the questioner as trustworthy, empathetic, and non-judgmental. The neurological response to feeling understood releases oxytocin, often called the bonding hormone, which creates a positive feedback loop. When someone feels heard and valued, they naturally want to share more, creating deeper connections and stronger relationships. The power of emotional intelligence in questioning. Effective questioning requires high emotional intelligence, the ability to read social cues, understand emotional states, and respond appropriately. Skilled communicators recognize that timing, tone, and context are just as important as the actual words used in a question. Emotionally intelligent questioners pay attention to body language, vocal inflections, and energy levels. They know when someone is ready to go deeper and when they need more time to build trust. This awareness allows them to adjust their approach, ensuring that their questions feel supportive rather than invasive. The most powerful questions often come from a place of genuine curiosity rather than agenda. When people sense that you are asking because you truly want to understand them, rather than to gather information for your own purposes, they're far more likely to respond authentically. Questions that create psychological safety. Certain types of questions naturally encourage openness by creating an atmosphere of safety and acceptance. These questions typically share several characteristics. They're open-ended, non-judgmental, and often invite reflection rather than immediate answers. What's been on your mind lately? Is a simple yet powerful opener that gives people permission to share whatever is most significant to them at the moment. Unlike specific questions about work or personal life, this broad invitation allows the respondent to choose their comfort level and topic. How are you really doing? Goes beyond the surface level "how are you?" that we often ask automatically. The word really signals that you are prepared to hear an honest answer, not just a polite fine. This type of questioning demonstrates that you value authenticity over social conventions. What would you want people to know about your experience? Is particularly effective because it gives people agency in their storytelling. Rather than probing for specific details, you're inviting them to share what feels important to them. The art of follow-up questions. The initial question may open the door, but follow-up questions determine how far into meaningful conversation you'll go. Effective follow-up questions show that you're actively listening and genuinely interested in understanding more. Can you tell me more about that? Is perhaps the most universally effective follow-up question. It's open-ended, shows interest, and allows the speaker to guide the direction of the conversation. The simplicity of this question makes it non-threatening while still encouraging elaboration. What was that like for you? Shifts the focus to the emotional experience rather than just the factual details. This question acknowledges that the person's feelings and perceptions are valuable and worth exploring. How did you handle that? Or what helped you through that? Are particularly powerful when someone shares a challenging experience. These questions focus on resilience and coping strategies, which often leads to deeper insights and more personal sharing. Creating the right environment for openness. The physical and emotional environment plays a crucial role in encouraging people to open up. Effective communication requires attention to both verbal and nonverbal elements that create safety and comfort. Privacy is essential when asking deeper questions. People are unlikely to share personal thoughts or feelings if they're worried about being overheard or judged by others. This might mean choosing a quiet corner of a coffee shop, scheduling a private meeting, or simply ensuring that your conversation won't be interrupted. Body language significantly impacts how safe people feel to open up. Maintaining appropriate eye contact, leaning in slightly to show interest, and keeping an open posture all signal that you are fully present and engaged. Research indicates that these nonverbal cues can be more important than the actual words used. Timing is equally crucial. Rushing someone to answer or asking personal questions when they're stressed or distracted will likely result in surface-level responses. The best conversations often happen when people feel they have adequate time and mental space to reflect and share. Leadership applications: building trust through vulnerability. For leaders, the ability to encourage openness in team members is invaluable for building trust, improving performance, and creating psychologically safe work environments. However, this skill requires leaders to model vulnerability themselves. When leaders communicate difficult decisions, their willingness to share their own thought process, concerns, and even uncertainties can encourage team members to be more open about their own challenges and feedback. What concerns do you have about this project? Is more effective than is everyone okay with this plan? Because it normalizes having concerns and creates space for honest feedback. Leaders who ask these types of questions consistently build cultures where problems are surfaced early and solutions are developed collaboratively. What support do you need to be successful? Shifts the conversation from performance evaluation to partnership. This question acknowledges that success is a shared responsibility and invites team members to be honest about obstacles or resource needs. Overcoming resistance and building deeper connections. Not everyone will immediately respond to invitations to open up, and that's perfectly normal. Some people need more time to build trust, while others may have past experiences that make vulnerability feel risky. Understanding these dynamics helps you respond with patience and persistence rather than taking resistance personally. When someone gives a brief or surface-level answer to a deeper question, resist the urge to push harder immediately. Instead, acknowledge their response and demonstrate that you value what they've shared, even if it's limited. I appreciate you sharing that or that makes sense can help build trust for future conversations. Sharing something personal about yourself can also encourage reciprocal openness. This doesn't mean oversharing or making the conversation about you, but rather showing that you are willing to be vulnerable too. I've been struggling with something similar or I remember feeling that way when. Can help level the playing field. Questions for different contexts and relationships. The most effective questions vary depending on your relationship with the person and the context of your conversation. Professional relationships require different approaches than personal friendships, and new acquaintances need different treatment than long-term partners. In professional settings, questions like what aspects of your work energize you most, or what would make your job more fulfilling, can encourage openness while staying within appropriate boundaries. These questions show interest in the person behind the role without being overly personal. For personal relationships, what's been challenging for you lately? Or what are you most excited about right now? Can open doors to meaningful conversations about current experiences and emotions. The key is matching the depth of your questions to the level of trust and intimacy in the relationship. Pushing too hard too fast can make people uncomfortable, while staying too surface level can leave relationships feeling shallow and unfulfilling. The role of active listening and encouraging openness. Asking the right questions is only half the equation. How you respond to the answers determines whether people will continue to open up. Active listening involves fully engaging with what someone is sharing, both verbally and nonverbally. Reflecting back what you've heard, either by paraphrasing or asking clarifying questions, shows that you are truly processing their words. So it sounds like you are feeling overwhelmed by the new responsibilities or help me understand what you mean by. Demonstrates engagement and encourages further sharing. Avoiding the temptation to immediately offer solutions or advice is crucial. When pressure is high, many people default to problem-solving mode, but often people need to feel heard before they're ready for suggestions. Sometimes the most powerful response is simply thank you for sharing that with me. Building long-term relationships through consistent curiosity. The questions that make people open up aren't just conversation starters, they're relationship builders. Consistently showing genuine interest in others' thoughts, feelings, and experiences creates a foundation of trust that deepens over time. Regular check-ins with meaningful questions help maintain connection even when life gets busy. How has your perspective on previous topic evolved? Shows that you remember and value previous conversations, encouraging people to continue sharing with you. Following up on things people have shared demonstrates that you care about their ongoing experiences. How did that conversation with your manager go? Or how are you feeling about the changes at work now? Shows investment in their well-being beyond just the moment of initial sharing. Conclusion. The question that makes people open up isn't just about technique, it's about approaching others with genuine curiosity, empathy, and respect. When we create space for people to share authentically, we not only learn about them but also create opportunities for deeper connection and understanding. Mastering this skill requires practice, patience, and a willingness to be vulnerable yourself. It means being comfortable with silence, embracing emotional conversations, and sometimes hearing things that are difficult or challenging. The reward for developing this ability is immeasurable: stronger relationships, more effective leadership, better collaboration, and a deeper understanding of the human experience. In a world that often feels increasingly disconnected, the simple act of asking questions that encourage openness becomes a powerful tool for building the meaningful connections we all crave. Whether you are leading a team, building friendships, or strengthening family relationships, remember that the right question at the right time can open doors to understanding that might otherwise remain closed. The investment in learning to ask these questions and to create the safe spaces where they can be answered honestly pays dividends in every area of life where human connection matters.